This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Auto enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. This is the hour in which we bring forth lots of expert guests, and in particular, we've been focusing on oil. And we're going to be chatting with a certified oil specialist with more than 25 years experience. He is standing by in the on-deck circle to take your calls at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email. It's bob@autoworldradio.com. or bob@boblongradio.com. If you're with us in the first hour of the broadcast, we had a very interesting gentleman, Michael Colburn, with us, and he was singing the praises of AMSOIL as he and a bunch of fellows have come up with what appears to be an engine polygraph. It kind of documents before and after, and I know that our guest Dan Watson, who's standing by, would be very happy to hear about that. I got to hook him up with Dan. Speaking of Dan Watson, here he is, the CEO of the LubePage.com and also noted radio personality. How you doing there, Dan?
I am good, Bob. Good to talk to you again. I know we had a little interlude over the holidays. It's good to be back with you.
Well, thank you. Right back at you. It's great to have you here on air. And, lots of areas of the country are getting some pretty heavy-duty weather. Even in our neck of the woods, it's a little more chilly than what we're used to.
Yes, and you mentioned earlier, I heard you mention, say, about AMSOIL. Well, let's just say this. I'll use the term just general synthetic. If you're in that cold weather and you've got a good, high-quality synthetic in your engine, you're really happy because it starts up quickly, that oil flows well, and it is so good to have synthetic oil in very cold weather. It's just, if you don't have it, you know what I'm talking about? The car goes, instead of cranking right up, and you have to let it warm up significantly to get that oil to flow. So this really bout of tough weather is a testimony to using good synthetic engine oil, because you don't have to worry about that cold weather.
Because in cold weather, isn't it true that starting up the engine is where most damage occurs, at least at a higher level in the cold?
Yes, absolutely. Because what happens is you can't get oil moving, and so you're starting up with whatever residual, really cold, almost like paste that you've got in that bearing or whatever has to provide the lubrication, because that oil pump is just having all kinds of difficulty moving that very thick, cold oil anywhere in the system, because it's certainly, we talk about the viscosity of the oil. This is about whether or not it's already reached the level of molasses or tar rather than oil. So you get down below zero, and for most petroleum-based oils, you're going into just dangerous territory. As hard as they work on them, it's really hard to get those oils to perform very well below zero, and that's a known fact. So you move into high-quality synthetic like AMSOIL, and we're talking about good pumpability at 40 below zero. So,
wow.
You know, I mean, it's just, cool. It's night and day difference in cold weather. Same thing when you get to the really high temperatures on the other end, but that's the advantage to using quality synthetic engine oil, is its wide temperature range from well below zero to above, 350 degrees for operating temperatures. So you really get what you pay for, and you recognize it in those extremes. And when those extremes hit, you say to yourself, boy, I'm glad I got that synthetic oil in the last time the oil was changed, because this is a real bear of a winter, and that's one thing you can take off your worry list, is whether or not your engine is well lubricated if you've got a good synthetic in it.
Dan, let's start with a very simple question here, and it's a good one that you wrote to me a little bit earlier today, and that's, what do you look for in deciding which oil to use in your car or truck? There are so many choices out there.
Yes, and we'll start out with saying that when you want to decide what the technical specs of the oil are, the first place you want to go is always to your owner's manual. I have a lot of people go, oh, I thought I'd go online. No, don't worry about all the new modern technology going online and all that. Go open the glove box of your car and take out the owner's manual and see what Toyota, Nissan, General Motors, Ford, Dodge, Mercedes, see what those guys said they want you to run in that engine. And I always defer to that, because they pay some big money to some qualified lubrication engineers to determine the correct lubricant to go in those engines. So we should stick and trust those guys that they know what they're talking about, because that's the whole reason that they get paid what they get paid, is to come up with those recommendations. So you don't need to go hunting to see what Joe Bob said on the internet. Go to your owner's manual. And I'll tell you, as an oil certified lubrication specialist, I tell people, that's where I start. What did your manufacturer say you should run in this car? Now, you can vary from that, but you need to know what you're doing to vary from that. So unless you're a person that considers that you've got lubrication knowledge and certification under your belt, don't on your own just go away from those specifications, because there are sometimes you can, and there's good reason to do it. But in most cases, you stick with what the manufacturer recommends, because that's what they've tested, that's what they've certified for their engine. Now, that being said, we had a show some time back where we talked about, what the labeling is on the oil bottle, because in that section of your owner's manual, it's going to tell you, you should use a 5W20, a 5W30, a 5W40, whatever it says, and then it's going to say that meets the following API specification or classification, and that's going to be currently an SN-rated gasoline engine oil or a CK4 diesel engine oil. So once you've gone there and looked and said, okay, I got to use 520, and it's got to meet this API SN rating. Then when you go to the store and you look and you say, okay, here's XYZ oil, the manufacturer, and it says on here that it's API SN rated. So, okay, so that's what I got to have. And here on the front of it, it says that it's a 5W20. Okay, this oil meets the spec from my owner's manual. So that's the first step. Always figure out how to comply with the owner's manual and get the correct classification and viscosity for your particular vehicle. Now, that's the easy part once you've done that, because now we move into, well, whose oil should I buy and what should I really be looking for in this engine oil to make sure that I'm going to get the best protection for my car? Because I find a lot of them that are SN rated, but what's the difference between this oil here, say you got a Valvoline here and a Quaker State there, and then over here you see a Mobil, and then you see an AMSOIL, and you see that some of them are petroleum. Oh, there's this one over here which is a blend. I wonder what that means. And then there's these others that say that they're a full synthetic, and then they got this AMSOIL, and I wonder why they say on there it's 100% synthetic. How is that different than the guy over here that says full synthetic? Okay, so you got these questions kind of running around in your mind. That's what I want to take a few minutes and go over, is how you sort out those things and tell you how good this oil really is, its quality, okay? So we got a break coming, but we'll answer those questions and more when we come back.
That's right. And telephone-wise, it's 855-660-4261 if you've got a question. For Dan Watson, theloopage.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Grandpa, what do you call this thing again?
It's a 66 Ford Bronco.
I think you got ripped off.
Why is that, honey?
It's got no Wi-Fi, no USB port, no Bluetooth.
Exactly. I guess we'll just have to talk.
Sometimes the best way to connect is to disconnect.
Is that the window button?
It's called a window crank.
Cool. The faster I move it, the faster it goes down.
This moment of escape was created by Haggerty.
Being old is kind of cool, Grandpa.
Works for me.
For people who love cars.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed, that is me, broadcasting all across North America on great radio stations around the world on GCNLive.com. If you're used to hearing this gentleman's voice, it's because just about every week at the this time. We take time to check in with Dan Watson. He is a certified lubrication specialist with more than 25 years of experience. So if you've got a question, please give us a call at 855-660-4261. Dan, before that last hard network break there, you were kind of summing up a little bit about oils in general. Why don't you finish that up and we'll move on to hopefully a call.
Yes, Bob. What I was saying was that once you have been to your owner's manual and you know what you're looking for as far as the classification SN currently and or CK4 for diesel, and then you know the viscosity, you're looking for a 520 or a 530, now you go and you want to buy something that has quality, okay? And let me be clear, because it says it meets the SN classification, that is the minimum standard, not the max. So it means it meets the minimum standards established through testing to carry that classification. And what you have to do is determine how do you sort out the 15 or 20 oils at the auto parts store on the shelf or the ones that you see. How have you got any idea of what you're trying to buy? It's kind of like how do you sort out tires, same sort of thing. Well, the first thing that I tell you to do, and, you know, it's just a reality of life, is be leery of new oil that you've never heard of and you don't even know how long it's been around or anything that's to do with it. There have been a lot of fraudulent oils put on the market, and different states' consumer protection agencies have fined and kicked out of the state and done those kind of things to some of these fly-by-night organizations. And today, you can go on the Internet and look up these companies and get an idea how long they've been around, whether they're what they're proposing that they've got as a product, and if they'll put out real tech sheets on the product or what they're trying to do. So once you get past that, if you move on to you're trying now to determine whether you want to use Quaker State, Valvoline, Shell, Texaco, and my answer on that, if you're in the petroleum world, is just have at it, because the real honest truth is that most of those companies will make a similar level of quality of product in the petroleum side of the house, because it's really become a commodity. It's made to a certain standard. It only runs so long. It's designed to meet certain specs, to be those API specs. So you get a product which is going to meet those minimum standards. Now, when you move to synthetic engine oil, which is your next question, should you use synthetic? Here you have to get a little bit more picky, because everybody's synthetic is not the same, and you have to be careful. Some of the synthetics out there would be glorified petroleum, for lack of a better term. They're really not very good, and you can move on into really good synthetics. There's a tier of those where you look at Valvoline synthetic, Castrol synthetic, regular Mobil 1 synthetic. Different ones of those with real name brand type oils, they're going to make a good, what we call standard synthetic. So you're going to get pretty much what you pay for that, and it's probably going to be an oil that runs for normal drain intervals and is rated with better qualities than any of the petroleum oils. Then you go to another tier, which would be the Mobil annual oil change oil, the AMSOIL premium signature series oils, and those two are kind of moving up into a category of their own. So now you're looking at these and saying, well, okay, these guys cost more, but boy, they purport to do more. So what do they do? Do they really do more? What is going on here? What do you want this oil to do anyway? So we mentioned it earlier because of the hard winter. If you've got a premium quality synthetic engine oil, like I said, which would be that Mobil annual oil change or the AMSOIL premium ones, which are the signature series oils, you're going to find out these oils will pump at incredibly cold temperatures. They'll have a pour point of maybe 60 degrees below zero. The other synthetics might have a 30 degree below zero. Okay, so you immediately see, wow, this really goes down to colder temperatures. Then you turn to the other end and say, what's the upper end of the high temperature operation of this? And you find out that the the premium synthetics, for example, Amsoil synthetics will operate and stay in grade to 350 degrees. And then they will operate in what we call the intermittent range, which means they'll protect you, but they don't need to stay there very long, up to 450 degrees. So then you turn around and you look at some other synthetics and it says, well, yeah, we'll stay in grade to 300 degrees, and we go out of any expectation of performance at 400 degrees. Okay, so you're now seeing that this really high quality oil has a higher temperature and a lower temperature rating. Excuse me. And that's significant because that tells you some of the quality of the base stock that's in the bottle. And now you have to start looking at, well, these guys from Amsoil, they say I can run this oil for a year or up to 25,000 miles. What do they have to do to an oil to make it go that long? Well, let's see. You have to fight oxygen. So that means this oil has to resist oxidation over a long period of time. So I've got to make it really, really high quality or else it's going to all turn to sludge. I can't do that. So for me to put that rating on it, I've had to really make this oil resistant to oxidation. And that's important for people to understand because our cars run at such higher temperatures today than they did years ago that oxidation, which produces varnish and sludge in the engine, is an important thing to stay away from. So if I have an oil that a company's telling me, you can run this oil 25,000 miles and it's still resisting oxidation, then I would know that if my annual oil change is 15,000 miles, boy, I left a lot of reserve in the can. This thing didn't even get close to a bad situation. So I benefited from that extra protection at high temperature and low temperature. And in fact, this stuff didn't even reach any point of oxidation in the whole time that I drove it. The other part is you wonder on these oils, well, how well do these oils actually protect the moving parts? They got to stop wear, right? I mean, how well do they do that? Well, the industry develops tests on that. And if you go looking online to look at these oils, you'll find this thing called the Shell, because Shell Oil Company developed it, the Shell four-ball wear test. Now, don't worry about what all that means, but just look at the numbers. The smaller the number, the better the oil. You won't find one that has a smaller number than Amsoil synthetic. And the reason is because, again, they make that oil to last a long time. That anti-wear package has to hold out. It can't die in 6,000 miles, and we tell you to run the oil 25,000. You just can't do it. The mobile numbers will look pretty good, okay? But these are the things that you do some due diligence on as you look online, and you can really start to sort out which oils are the imposters and which ones are the real thing.
Some really great advice from Dan Watson. Bluepage.com. Check it out. We'll take a pit stop and then more. The way
is clear. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you an American patriot? FreeOldGlory.com is calling for all American patriots to have a free flag. We are giving away free American flags, flags for patriots, at FreeOldGlory.com. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Show off your pride as an American. Get a free American flag. Go now. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Go now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne. And cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Oh, you better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Yes, indeed, I'm telling you as well. Thank you so much for joining us here today on Auto World with our regular commentator at this time. He is the co-host of the hour. It's Dan Watson. He is the gentleman who is the CEO of LubePage, a certified lubrication specialist with more than 25 years of experience. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Got an email question here from Las Vegas, from James in Las Vegas. He says he has a Volkswagen CC, 2011 Volkswagen CC, and he says it's approaching 100,000 miles on its 2-liter four-cylinder engine. He says, I tend to bring it around to various different oil facilities for changes, but hearing you guys talk, sounds like I need to start doing something different. Yeah, I think he does, definitely. What do you think, Dan?
Well, here's the thing. If you're religious about changing the oil at a 3,000-mile interval and you're using a decent petroleum engine oil, you can probably get some significant life out of the engine. The problem with that is that there's two things in that regimen that might catch up with you. One is, especially in Las Vegas in the summer, maybe you run into a situation where things start getting a little too hot. Whatever the reason is, I'm not familiar with that particular vehicle, whether it's one of the Volkswagen water-cooled or air-cooled, but I think it's probably water-cooled.
Water-cooled.
In any case, you can find yourself in a situation where you've got the air conditioner going, you're stuck in blasted traffic, the bottom of the engine is sitting above 140-degree concrete or asphalt on the road, and next thing you know, it's getting hot. Well, you got to start asking yourself in the back of your mind, how good is that cheap petroleum doing in there right now? Is it really going to protect me through this period of time? And maybe you don't have an engine seize or anything, but you could have gotten some very thinned out oil. It could have dropped past 20 down to 10 weight or smaller oil, and you get some accelerated wear. And you don't notice it because it's not a big deal. But you do notice on the next time that it's time to change your oil that you were down a quart and a half. That's because in that period of time when you had that overheating condition, you wore some life off of those rings and you start to push blow-by past the rings and pressurize the crankcase and you're blowing oil vapor into the intake of the engine and burning it, and you probably don't see anything because it's a light amount, but over time it consumes it. All of a sudden you're consuming oil and you don't know why. It all goes back to that time when the car got too hot and the oil couldn't protect the rings, and you wore the rings down. Those are the kind of things that happen inside the engine. You don't even know they happened, but they happen, and they catch up with you later when you start seeing high oil consumption and other problems, loss of power, loss of compression. You don't know what happened. So, yeah, I would say that you can pour a lot of oil through the car on 3,000-mile oil changes, or you can upgrade to a good synthetic and do annual oil changes and get better protection for less money. Because think of that. If you drove 15,000 miles in a year and you did 3,000-mile oil changes, that would be 5 oil changes in that year.
Yep.
Let's say that those oil changes are $25 a piece. That's $125. Say you got the synthetic oil change for $89.95. Well, goodness, I got better oil for a good $45 less spending over the year than if I used the less quality oil. And besides that, I didn't have to go 5 times to the place and tell the person, no, I don't need windshield wipers. No, don't change that. No, don't try to sell me that. All I had to do was go once a year and say, yep, I need those windshield wipers. It's been a year. Those are worn out. Put me some new ones on. But I always hate it when you have to go to these places, and I know they're trying to make money, and God bless them, but they start hounding you with all these other things that you need to buy, and all you really want to do is get the oil changed. And so you can avoid that, get better protection, spend less money, protect yourself in the higher temperature range, which can happen sort of unexpectedly at any time. So I'd say the reason you change is the guarantee of better protection in extreme conditions, especially when you live in a hot climate like Las Vegas, and you can actually do it and save money.
Which is a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, it is. Thanks. It's really, as more people begin to understand this, it's just not a rocket science decision. It's kind of like when a guy used to say, well, give me another set of those bi-spot tires that are good for 20,000 miles, right? Then somebody comes along one day and says, how would you like to buy a much better, safer, higher speed, higher load rate, higher temperature range tire that's good for 80,000 miles? And you can skip those 4 tire changes that you were doing with that bi-spot tire. And the light finally comes and you go, you know, that makes good sense. Why am I coming in here 4 times to buy these tires that wear out so fast when I can get a higher quality, safer tire, and it'll last 4 times as long? And it doesn't cost 4 times as much. It costs twice as much, but goes 4 times as long. You know, so
sure,
I can figure that out, right? Well, it's the same thing with synthetic oil. It's why, listen, Ansel's been selling extended drain oil since 1971. Mobil's been selling extended drain oil since 1973. And Mobil recently followed AMSOIL's lead and came out with what they call their annual change oil. And what I say from AMSOIL is, thank you for the certification. Because that's what we've been saying, and people go, oh, what does AMSOIL know, you know? Well, here's one of the largest oil companies in the world with a huge synthetic division that has basically followed the lead of AMSOIL and said, you know what? You can actually produce oil that you can warrant for up to 1 year. They do it for 20,000 miles. We do it for 25,000 miles. And my answer to that is, well, thank you very much for confirming that our theory of oil and oil changes has been working for the last 40 years, you know? So it's a no-brainer, and I hope people hear that and just understand it. Stop hesitating. You'll spend less money, get better protection. Your car will last many, many years longer. It's the right thing to do.
So another great word of advice from Dan Watson, theloopage.com. And you can actually write Dan right at theloopage.com. And that's where I picked up this email to pass along to you, a little note at theloopage.com. on the radio last evening, so I thought I would send you a note. I have a 2008 F-150 5.4-liter truck. It has 170,000 miles in it. I have had AMSOIL in it, but switched to Mobil 1 high mileage on the last oil change. Since that oil change, the engine becomes oil starved and starts knocking after a heavy load. The engine runs fine under load or without a load. It just gets starved and pulling into the parking lot after pulling that heavy load. Would AMSOIL help this? If so, which type, which weight, etc.? I'll be moving to Tennessee from Orlando, so I will be driving in colder temperatures. So he's given us a lot of great information.
A lot of information. Let me try to get through it before the break. Here's the thing in this question. First thing you pick up on, he's been using Mobil 1 high mileage. Now, that's not a synthetic engine oil. Mobil 1 high mileage is a good grade petroleum with an enhanced additive package to try to help cars that have got more miles on them, okay? I always say, why do you have to enhance the additive package when they got more miles? Why don't you start that way and you'll never have a problem? Put more additives in to begin with, get better protection to start with, and you won't end up having to, quote, buy a high mileage oil. All the oils that AMSOIL says could be just rated as high mileage because they have a very robust additive package for extended drain intervals, which makes them more than qualify for what they call a high mileage oil. Now, I knew we weren't going to get it. We'll finish this question after the break because it takes a little bit of, divining here to figure out exactly what's going on with his problem.
Absolutely. More of Auto World with Dan Watson and Bob Long straight ahead. Right here. Don't go away.
Seems I always end up driving by.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE .com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE .com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, they're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
AutoWorldRadio.com, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Via the telephone at 855-660-4261, or you can send a note directly to Dan Watson. He's our go-to guy when it comes to lubrication, a certified oil specialist with more than 25 years of experience. And Jim wrote directly right to Dan at thelubepage.com, and you were wrapping up your thoughts on all of his very, very, very interesting question. 2008 F-150 5.4-liter truck, 170,000 miles, and you've told him that he hasn't been using the synthetic at all.
Well, and part of the problem here is that he gives a situation where you run a truck, an engine, under a heavy load for a period of time, pulling a trailer, you've loaded her down, and here's what's happening when that takes place. What needs to be understood for a moment about oil is that oil cools parts of the engine. Water doesn't go down onto the, you know, run down through the crankshaft and cool the crankshaft, but oil cools the crankshaft, and oil cools the bearings on the connector rods, and oil cools some of the underside of the piston. Some of the engines actually have spray nozzles that spray oil up against the underside of the piston to keep the pistons from overheating. So oil removes a lot of heat from the engine. Now, when the engine gets under heavy load, it creates more temperature. One of the ways to kind of think about an internal combustion engine is it's almost truly in the energy balance a heat engine, because what it does is that combustion that goes on in that cylinder creates heat, which causes the expansion of the gas in the cylinder, which forces the piston down. But there's a lot of heat, and the more energy it takes to push that piston down, the more heat has to be generated in the combustion process. So you have to put more fuel in, and more fuel makes more combustion, which produces more energy in the form of heat and expanding gas ball. So that heat comes up pretty fast when you start increasing the load, because remember, it is the torque of the twisting, turning action of the crankshaft that operates the transmission back to the wheels to push that truck forward to pull that trailer. So in the world of engineering, that says that I got to produce a lot more energy in that cylinder in order to move all of this mass forward, okay? So I'm doing that, and the temperature is going up in that inside of that engine, and the oil is just removing that heat. So here's what we have. The oil has to come down the what they call the water jacket of the engine to release the heat to the radiator, and that's around the head. There's a water jacket. The oil comes up there and flows down back to the oil sump in the engine, and a lot of on these trucks will have an oil cooler up in front of the radiator that we're actually circulating engine oil into to get rid of heat. But that oil gets hot. 75 to 80 degrees hotter than the thermostat temperature under load, sometimes more than that if you're towing a big trailer. So that means if the thermostat's set around 205, we're up there between 280 and 300 degrees on that oil.
Wow.
Yeah, and I can tell you that that oil that he's running, it's not doing well with that. And so what happens is as long as that oil pump is just pumping its heart out, doing everything it can to force as much oil through as it can, we're getting by. But then he pulls her into the parking lot, and he stops, puts it in park, and it starts to idle, right? And all of a sudden, the oil pressure just drops way down, because what's happened is that the oil flow from the oil pump, because it's a positive displacement pump, it's proportional to the speed of the RPM in the engine. So all of a sudden, oil flow drops down. The oil is now really thin because it couldn't handle that high temperature. And how you create oil pressure, people listen to this on the radio out there. If you had your garden hose and you don't have anything on the end of it and you turn the spigot on, the water just goes flying out, right? But right. If you could put a pressure gauge on the stick it into the side of the hose, you wouldn't have much pressure there because you got wonderful, great flow, okay? But if you put a one of those spray nozzles on the end, and you begin to crank it down, if you look at your pressure gauge, as you crank down the flow going out the end of the hose, you'll see the pressure starting to go up. So where this happens in the engine is in the connector and the main bearings. They have a little pinhole gallery, and the oil pumps in there, fills up that void, and pumps out. So if the oil can pump through there really fast and easy, it doesn't create any pressure back to be read by the system that reads pressure in the oil. So that's why you'll hear somebody say many times, man, you don't want to buy that car. You look at the oil gauge, that thing won't create any oil pressure. You bring it up to 2,500 RPMs, it'll barely get you 20 pounds of oil pressure. What they're telling you when they say that, the old mechanics, the bearings are worn out. There's such large clearances in there that it can't create any back pressure to give you any pressure to the oil pump. So what this fellow's experiencing is that the engine's hot, those clearances are already expanded because they open up in high temperature, and that oil has thinned so much it's going into that gallery, and it's just, I mean, it's just bathing this thing, but it's creating no oil pressure. So he'll get an oil pressure light comes on, which looks like there's no oil moving in the engine, but in fact, there's plenty of oil moving. It's just so thin that it won't create enough pressure to cause the pressure indication to get above the warning light coming on. So it looks like it's starving it for oil and it's got nothing. But what it is, it's ultimately thinned and it's flowing through these bearing galleries almost as if they don't exist. And it's like taking that nozzle off the end of the garden hose and watching your pressure gauge that you'd stuck on the side of the hose just drop to zero. But you see all this water flowing out the end and you say, well, wow, what do I want, pressure or flow? What you really want is flow. So as long as your engine appears to have flow, which means it might have 5 or 10 pounds on the oil pressure gauge if you had one, but if it's still got pressure indicated and it's flowing, and then if you take it up to higher RPM and then the pressure starts to come back up and you see something in the middle of somewhere, you know what you got is a situation where your oil's just so thin and the gaps in those bearings have opened up, and it's not giving you any back pressure to show on your gauge, and your warning light comes on. So how does he fix it? Yeah, that very same engine, if you were running a good quality synthetic like AMSOIL Signature Series in that application, you would have never got it out of grade. In other words, if you were running a 20-weight oil, which is what that engine actually calls for, if you were running a 20-weight oil, and under those very conditions, and the temperature was around 300 degrees, you'd still have a 20-weight oil. It would have never thinned out. So you wouldn't see that condition because the oil simply wouldn't have thinned out. Now, you would see a lower oil pressure because at that heavy load and higher temperature, you're going to have an expanded gallery in that bearing. It just can't help it. You know, you have two concentric circles. The inside one is the crankshaft land, and then the outside is the bearing. And that outside circle is going to expand more than that solid crankshaft. So it's going to open up that gallery, and you're going to have a larger area. Now, the reason it knocks is because once that bearing opens up, like it will under high temperature, and that oil is so thin, it can't actually fill that complete void. So what happens is when the spark plug fires the piston, it drives the connector rod down, and there's not enough oil to form a hydraulic cushion, so you hear a knock because it doesn't have enough oil to absorb that shock of that connector rod when that spark plug sets off the expansion of the gas in the cylinder. So it's just simply the oil thins out too much, and that's his number one problem. In this case, if he tows a lot in that situation, he might need to move to a 30-weight oil over the recommended 20. Bob, here's the next problem. This is why I tell people you have to be careful if you're going to go away from the manufacturer's recommendation. That truck uses a system called variable valve timing. That variable valve timing has some interesting things called phasers. They're very sensitive to the weight of oil that you use, especially in cool temperatures. So I would recommend to this guy that he not go to a 5W30, but he goes to a 0W30 to make sure that he doesn't have a contraindication in his variable valve timing. But that's because I know about that. And it's up to oil experts to know what the conditions are before you ever recommend varying from the weight that the manufacturer calls for. Some people wouldn't know that. So you can't just decide to change your oil thickness willy-nilly without knowing what you're doing.
That's great information from Dan Watson, certified lubrication specialist. Visit thelubepage.com. You can send him questions there. You can send me questions, bob@autoworldradio.com. Thank you so much, Dan, as usual. Great job.
All right. Good being with you, Bob. We'll see you next week.
See you.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.